What's up, everyone? I'm Kristen with According to Kristen, and I have my lovely dear friend Brancy on the line with me. Hello, Brancy.
Hi.
How are you?
Kristen. I'm okay. How are you?
I'm wonderful because my Mondays just got better.
Oh,
I'm amazing. Starting this hashtag Music Mondays for According to Kristen because I post things about movies and, you know, like movie releases, release dates and all that stuff, but I don't have like really personal stuff. So I'm like, let me do these daily posts. So Mondays is going to be Music Mondays, where I'm going to be talking about all things music, stuff that's stuck in my head, maybe some things that I like and don't like. Because we do know that some shitty songs get stuck in our heads.
Yes.
So that's the plan. I don't know how this is going to work because this is the first day that I'm starting it, but I brought you because you're my little musical sister.
Yes, of course.
Who has no idea about any of the shit that I'm about to talk about.
Exactly.
But that's the point, right? Like, I want you to come on so you can show me new artists. And then I'm showing you, I mean, I'm about to talk about some mainstream shit.
Yeah. I'm super emo, for those of you that don't know. So I don't know anything. Like, I've heard of all of the people that you sent to me, but I was like, oh my God, I have not listened to that.
But it's okay because I have it planned out, like, who I want to talk about for the next 4 weeks.
Ooh.
So I'm like, I know some of them are people that you're going to want to talk about. So we're good.
Okay.
So the first person I want to talk about, because I love him so much, is Sam Smith.
Okay.
So, he has the new song, Too Good at Goodbyes, which is amazing. Have you heard that one?
I'll take your word.
Please tell
for
me.
It.
No?
But, Kristen, I told you. I told you via text. I don't know anything.
Okay,
unless
wait.
Unless it's emo.
Should I read you the title again? Too Good at Goodbyes?
Listen. It sounds relevant.
It is relevant. You need to listen to it.
I promise you,
you won't regret it. But okay. Either way, he has that song that came out, and it's so good. And then the other day, I don't know what day it was, but he posted the track listing for the new album that is set for release on November 3rd, which is so soon.
My heart
can't take it.
Hmm.
Okay, wait. I'm gonna read you the track listing. There's only 10. Let's see if this is gonna make it on your album to check out. Okay, the first one is Too Good at Goodbyes. The second is Say It First. The third is One Last Song. Midnight Train. Burning. I think that says him. Baby, You Make Me Crazy. That sounds kind of whack. Come on, Sam Smith. Okay, the next one is No Peace. The next one is Palace and Pray.
That sounds like a lot of turmoil. That's what that sounds like. It sounds like the journey. Because, you know, when people make an album, every slot means something.
Yeah.
So the first song is put as the first song for a reason. The way that, knowing nothing about the album, what you just told me sounds like there's a lot of stuff going on in this dude's life, and then he's working towards figuring it out. So good for you, Sam Smith. I'm proud
of
you.
Well, speaking of that, Brianna came to me the other day. For those of you who don't know, my niece Brianna is 13 years old, going on like 25. I don't know what's happening, but whatever. She comes and shows me things that she sees on Twitter. And she showed me. Did you watch 13 Reasons Why?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Do you know the guy that plays Justin?
Yes.
Okay. They're dating.
Who?
Sam Smith is dating the guy that plays Justin.
Oh, really?
Yes.
No, I didn't know.
Brianna came and showed me, and she was so excited. And I was like, oh my God, they look so cute. I mean, Sam Smith, like, he's lost a lot of weight. And before, I don't know, he just carries himself like an older, like a lot older than he actually is, because he's only like 25.
Oh, okay.
But I'm like, oh my god, they look so cute together. I thought the guy that plays Justin was a baby. His name is Brandon Flynn, or I think.
How old is he?
Who, the one that plays Justin?
Yeah.
He's 23, I think.
Lord, he got a little baby face.
I know, right? Yeah, because seeing them together, I'm like, ooh, that looks like it looks weird. It looks like an age difference.
Right, but there's not. But well, there's or not at least really. Not a big one.
No. But I'm like, I'm curious, like, I don't know when they started dating, so I wonder if that, like, plays a part in, like, the end of the album, like, possibly.
Ooh, oh, okay. You got a point.
Yeah. I mean, this guy's, like, the male version of Adele, let's be real.
Oh. You never know.
Okay, so that's Sam Smith news. Also, the album does come out November 3rd. He has tour dates posted on his website, and you can pre-order the album on his web store, which if you go on accordingtokristen.com and click on the Music Monday for week one, I have the links there, so you can check those out.
Ooh, she got the links ready for you guys.
Girl, I was prepared today. I don't know if it's always going to be like that, but I was prepared today. Okay, so also releasing an album on November 3rd. That's going to be a busy day.
Apparently. Maroon 5. I haven't heard anything about a new album from Maroon 5.
Well, I think they just released it recently, but they do have a new single. Wait, what? Yeah. Oh, wait, hold on. Have you heard the Sam Smith song at all?
No.
Okay. I'm going to attempt this. Okay. I'm going to try to play it from my phone so you can hear a little part of it. But I don't know how that's going to work. Let's see. Hold on.
You must think that I'm new to this, but I have seen this song before. I'm never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me. Cause every time I open
okay, wait, let's get to the chorus.
Every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it sounds good to me.
She's just saying that, people. She's lying.
Oh, shut up, Kristen. I would tell the truth, and we been knew these facts. Come on.
Okay, moving on to Maroon 5 again. So they have, their new album is titled Red Pill Blues.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't get it. But they have a 12-track standard edition coming out and a 15-track deluxe edition.
Ooh, I love the deluxe editions.
Right? I don't even know why they come out with the standard. Who would pick standard over deluxe?
Because people, I don't know.
What I hate is when they release them at different times, so you go out and buy the standard, not yes. knowing that there's a deluxe, and then you're like, damn it.
Dude, that has happened to me frequently.
I know. It's because they don't even announce that they're coming out with a deluxe. They just want you to buy it and then buy the second one.
Listen, I get it, y'all. Come
Sneaky
on.
Little bastards. Okay, so they have their album set to release the same day. And, I mean, I'm sure a tour is coming along with it. And if you haven't seen Maroon 5 live, you should. Because they're fun to watch.
Have they toured in, like, a while? Because I feel like I've had this conversation with somebody at work about Maroon 5 touring, and they, like, haven't been around here.
I don't...
In a while.
Honestly, I think that people are against Miami. Because...
Nobody comes to Miami anymore.
Nobody's coming to Miami anymore. The closest they come is Tampa.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm like, can you please? Just a little bit more south. Whatever. But mm-hmm. I saw them maybe 2 years ago. And I'm sure they've toured since, but I don't think I went. But yeah, they've been on tour.
I just know it's been a while.
Yeah. But they have a new song out called What Lovers Do, and I don't know how to say who it's featuring. It says S-Z-A. I don't know if you're supposed to pronounce it or literally say S-Z-A.
Oh. That's helpful. See, this is what happens when you
we need to have, like, right? We need pronunciations next to these things.
For real.
Okay. Have you heard that song yet?
No. It's pretty much safe to say.
You haven't heard any of them.
I don't think I recognize anything from your list.
Okay. Well, I love Maroon 5. Mm-hmm. But this song is not really my favorite that they've come out with. But here, I'll play a little part for you. It's a little too, like, it's a little too mainstream, I think. Their old stuff was...
Let's hear it.
The bee's knees. Okay, hold on.
Hit me with it.
Say, 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 hey, hey, now, baby. So let's go on things right now, baby. Tell me if you love me or not. Love me or not, love me or not. At the house on you, I'm lucky or not. Lucky or not, lucky or not. See what I mean?
Yes.
It's not bad.
I'm trying to, like, process what I'm trying to say in my head. I'm, like, not being an asshole. I'm, like, genuinely trying to listen. I'm all about artistic integrity. You do what makes you happy as an artist. But I don't know. Because I feel like everybody always gets on people for having their old sound. And, yeah. Like, you know, bands are supposed to evolve. So that's exactly. Not, like, an issue to me. But it just doesn't even sound like the realm. Mm-mm.
And that's and I agree with you because I like when they evolve and do different things. But right. This is like, I mean, you take their old songs and you put this on. This one sounds so like dancey, and they're not a dancing band.
Right. It doesn't. There's like something missing that, and I don't even know what it is necessarily. But usually when you singers can sing different songs when they sing covers, and like it sounds different, but when it's their material, you should usually be able to tell,
yeah,
from point A to point B that it's still the same band, even if the music evolves. But I don't know, that doesn't even sound like Maroon 5. Like, that's very obviously, you know, Adam, but
yeah,
it doesn't necessarily sound like the band's vibe, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's true. It does sound like maybe Adam went by himself.
Right.
And, like, sang on someone else's track, but it's actually... Like, he's doing
a solo track.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, I mean, it's not bad. I would listen to it. Like, I wouldn't rush to change the station if I was listening to it in the car, but...
Right.
It's just, I don't know. I'm having a little trouble here.
I see. I see the point.
Okay, so, but definitely, if any of you have a chance to check out Maroon 5 Live, do it, because they're really good. I don't know that I would go, like, 5 times to go see them.
Right.
Like I have for Justin Timberlake. I will see him every single time. He could tour every week, and I would be there.
Good lordy, girl.
That's my number 1.
I can't say anything.
That is
I can't
my say number anything, one. But Maroon 5, definitely check them out at least once.
Okay. I like it when people are good live, because these days you can't be trusting anybody. You have to make sure that they are worth your money.
Yep. You know, it's funny because people, like, even on award shows and stuff, like, someone will hit the wrong note or something. And, like, if I'm watching it with somebody, they're like, ooh, that sounded terrible. But I'm like, but I appreciate that they're singing live, because
right.
If it sounds pitch perfect, I mean, yeah, kudos to you if you're singing live and that shit sounds perfect. But it's like, I like the flaws. I don't like it being like I'm listening to the record. Like, change it up a little bit.
Right, because if I wanted that, I would just stay at home and save myself the $100.
Exactly. You know? Oh, God. Okay, another one that is on... Okay, these guys are definitely on my list of people you need to see live. Is One Republic.
I used to listen to One Republic a lot, and then I became emo.
Well, so. You need to get back on the One Republic and bring some light into your life.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty dark, so.
Oh my god. Okay, but they have a new song called Rich Love. Okay. And forgive me for being a little bit busy today that I couldn't find out what album this is on, because I don't even know if it's on an album that's out yet.
Kristen.
But it's so good. And I posted the video from YouTube. I posted it on the blog. So again, go to the hashtag Music Monday week one and you'll find the video in there. I saw them live when they were touring with The Script, who I also love. And I mm-hmm. will definitely be talking about them on another Music Monday.
Okay.
But they're so, like, energetic and throughout the whole thing. It's not even, like...
That's good, then.
Yeah. I don't know. They're exciting to watch. But here, I'm going to play a part of that song for you. It's Rich Love. And drinking what we could find. Burning all those candles and staying up through the night. We make reservations for the places we know we never tried. But then, oh, we found some rich love. I remember feeling broke as a bottle of wine. I didn't move to the city to count on my pennies and worship the Hollywood sign. To say, hey man, nice to meet you. Okay. I don't know. There's something about Ryan Tedder.
Is that the lead singer?
Yeah. Okay. Because he writes a lot of songs for other artists. I mean, this guy is like a genius.
Dope. I like it.
But see, them evolving into this kind of dance thing is more like, I don't know if I want to say subtle, but it's not like a bam, in your face, I'm switching the whole shit up on you.
Well, that like, sounded a lot like the One Republic I used to listen to, so.
Yeah, it's just like a little bit of a, like, electronic vibe or something. I don't know.
Right.
But they did have another song called No Vacancy that came out before this one, and I wasn't that big on that one, but this one I like. Okay. And the video's fun, too, so definitely check that one out.
Okay. I liked it, so.
Yes, I got one!
Wow, Kristen.
Oh my god. Okay, the next two I know for a fact you're not gonna know who the hell they are.
Okay.
So, the first one is Jordan Fisher.
No. Okay. I have no idea.
Well, he was in Hamilton.
Okay.
And he was also in Grease Live. He played Duty.
I don't recall, but...
You don't recall because that character was not in the original one.
Well, that was also, like, I don't think Wait, so. Maybe at least not by name.
Yeah, I don't know. But he was in Grease Live. He was in Teen Beach Movie. I know that because of my niece.
Teen Beach Movie.
And now he's on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, okay.
He's literally the only reason why I'm watching Dancing with the Stars right now. But he's very good. And he has a new single called Mess that came out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I don't know what day it came out, but it was last week. I think it was Friday. I'm pretty sure it was Friday. God. Stop it. Here, wait. I'm going to show you.
Okay. You can't play like that with all of these folks around. Girl, I know that look, but no, none of that right now. No, none of that right now. Oh, yeah. Anytime, any place, we all in my face. You don't care. Girl, you think it's a game, it's a candle. I think it ain't fair. No, it ain't. And I couldn't talk to you.
I'm going to have to get somebody to, like, put these two recordings together.
Oh, my God.
Oh my god, this is live, people.
What even happened? That was strange.
I heard bloop bloop. Skype.
Oh my gosh.
Thanks, Skype. Did you get to
Skype.
Did you get to hear his song?
I did hear it. I was going to say that he had a nice voice.
Okay. Dude has a falsetto, like I can't even explain it. Me and Brianna were watching a video of another song that he has. Because I think he had an EP or just a single that he put out. But now this one is from the new album that's coming out. But we were watching him perform this old song of his, and he hits a note like Mariah Carey.
Ooh, and child. I'm
like, but it sounds good. It's not even like, oh no, don't do that. I mean Mariah Carey when she was in her prime, not now.
Oh my god, Kristen.
Listen, I was a huge fan of Mariah Carey because girl can sing, but I'm pretty sure she needs to just stop.
Oh my god, the tea.
I'm being honest.
I'm all about it.
She needs to stop performing too. Like, it's not just the singing, it's the whole performance.
Oh my god. Yeah. I haven't even seen a lot of people even talk about her.
Because somebody probably told her, look, you need to take a little bit of a break.
Oh my god.
Didn't she perform on New Year's?
Was it
and she forgot, like, the words, and she was just, like, walking around, like, oh, my God, someone told me what to do. That's what it looked like.
What?
Yeah. That's oh, my God. Insane. I'm going to send you the video.
Please, please do.
She was walking around the stage looking at her dancers, like, what do I do now?
And was it her own song, or was it a cover?
Oh my god. No, girl. It was her song. She says that she couldn't hear something, but I'm like, but everyone else did.
There's a mic that goes in your ear for that, baby. What do you mean?
Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, she was looking around like, oh my god. And I'm like, no. I was like, oh my god, did that happen?
Secondhand cringe.
That would be my worst nightmare.
Oh man, oh I can't even imagine.
But yeah, check out Jordan Fisher. I'll tag you in something of his because he's so cute. Okay. He's such a cute little boy. Okay, but he's signed to Hollywood Records, and so is this other band that I'm going to talk about that I know for sure you don't know who they are.
Okay.
Brianna was watching this show called Boy Band all summer long. And it's funny because I one day said, I just want to see how, like, the voting works. Like, I want to see how they judge and whatever. But I don't want to get involved in the show. So I sat down and I watched the episode, and Brianna was like, oh my god, I'm not watching that shit. There's only one boy band and it's One Direction. I'm not watching that. And I'm like, okay, then go away. Came back and she goes, okay, fine, I'm just gonna watch this one episode to see how stupid it is. Girl.
Mood.
That was our whole summer. She was just watching these videos, like, because, you know, I caught it towards the middle of the season. So she went back on Hulu and she watched all the episodes. And then we had to watch the performances on YouTube. Like, if there's like 100,000 views, I'm pretty sure Brianna has like, I don't know.
Half of those at least.
More than half. It's ridiculous. Oh God, we even know the dances that they do.
Are those the people who I was voting for?
Yes. She would, like, when the voting would come on, if one of her favorites were in the bottom, she would, like, be hysterically crying.
Oh, my,
like,
God,
oh my God, my niece is traumatized. Yeah. So that's why I was like, you know what? I got to have my friends vote because if not, she's going to come kill me in my sleep or something. But yeah.
Did one of her favorites win at least?
Three of them won.
Awesome.
Yeah, because you vote for each person and then they come out with the five-member band, whatever. And two of the guys, she was like, she didn't really want them in it. But I mean,
okay, Brianna.
So they're called In Real Life, which is kind of an odd name. I don't really like it. I don't know what's going on with these boy bands lately. I know you don't know anything about them, but it's like,
no,
these guys are called In Real Life. There's another one called Pretty Much. There's another one called Forever On Your Mind. I'm like, can we just get like NSYNC and like,
those are names of the band?
Yeah.
That sounds like a track title. What
I know.
Are you guys
that's
doing?
What I was telling Brianna the other day. I was like, why don't they have like band names? What the hell?
I know.
Like, what happened to Backstreet Boys and NSYNC and 98 Degrees and Boys to Men? This doesn't even sound like a band. Like, if somebody says, have you heard this song from In Real Life? Like, In Real Life, what? Who?
Well, you know what's funny, Kristen? I don't know if that was the band name or something. You tagged me in something.
Probably
a couple
that.
Days ago.
Yeah.
Or, like, that. Last week. Was it that?
Yeah.
Somebody DM'd me and was like, oh my god, do you like them too? And I was like, honestly, I have no idea.
Oh my god, you got hit up by a fan page?
like one of my followers was like, oh my god, I didn't know you listened to them too. And I was like, honestly,
I have no idea who they are.
I was like, I don't know who they are, but I retweeted it for Kristen. And she was like, oh, okay. I was like, I'm sorry.
That's hilarious.
Oh, I swear to God, this happened. I'm not even lying.
Well, what you reposted was because Jesus got to talk to them in California. They were at the Queen Mary's Dark Harbor event.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, he called me one day and I was at Target. And he's like, I didn't answer because I was about to pay. And then he texts me and he's like, well, just so you know, I'm interviewing In Real Life tomorrow. So Brianna started freaking out.
I bet she did.
She's like, oh my god, I'm going to ask questions, and you have to give them my Instagram name, and I was like, can you chill out?
Oh, Brianna, no.
So, Jesus has no idea who these guys are, so I wrote down a bunch of questions, and, because, you know, I know, like, their life story now, since right. Brianna
you got the education.
Yeah. So I gave him a bunch of questions, and then I told him that they had, like, a million views on their first video. So he got to interview them, and he was, like, asking them all the questions that I gave him because he had mm-hmm. no idea who they were.
Right.
And then he got a shout-out for me and Brianna, so she was excited about that.
Amazing.
Yeah. So that's what you retweeted the other day.
Oh, okay. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Well, that's good for them, though, because I know it must be – annoying to, like, as a band, have people, you know, interview you and they have no idea who
exactly.
you are.
Yeah, and Jesus,
so it must have been nice.
Yeah, Jesus said that they were really excited because they thought he knew who they were. I mean, he started out like
amazing.
He started out like, oh, my friend made me vote for you guys.
Yes.
But he said that they were like
people.
Yeah. But he said that they were excited that somebody actually knew that they hit like a million views on the first video and whatever. So it was cute.
See, I like that. That's good though.
Yeah. And also, they're lucky because they're signed to Hollywood Records, but their management, they announced the other day that it's Johnny Wright who managed NSYNC and Backstreet Boys and
oh wow.
Yeah, so they're in good hands.
Good.
And they have a marketing team that is amazing because since the show ended, they went to the VMAs, they went mm-hmm. to the iHeart Festival, and you know they've done all this crap. Like they're really putting them in people's faces. You know what I mean?
Right.
Which is
That's good. That's what you need to do these days.
Yeah. So I'm just hoping. I mean, I'm gonna play a part of the single. And it's good, but like I told Brianna, these guys are like, two of them are 19, one of them is 18, one of them is 17, and one of them is 15.
Wow.
Yeah. So
they're young.
Yeah, they're babies. But I'm like, I'm going to show you their song, and then next week I'm going to show you, or I'll tell you after, to listen to another song that two of the guys that were on the show that obviously didn't make it. But mm-hmm. they did a song together, and that song is so good. Like, it sounds like grown up. I don't know. This one sounds a little bit bubblegum-ish. It's good. It's a good song. Mm-hmm. But I just hope they get a little bit more of like a grown sound. I know they're not grown, but.
Right. I don't know. And they will. Because they are really young.
Yeah.
So they will.
Like the other song that I'll show you later, it's like more R&B. This one is more, like, definitive pop. Here, listen to it.
Hey, love, what you doing later? 'Cause I got a good place to take ya. I'll be on my best behavior. 'Cause I want you illuminating. There's something about the way your mind works. It might be how you're looking at the world. It's deep deeper than your looks and your curves. Something about you. I can feel it in your heart. I can hear it in your tone. I can see it in the dark. Even when my eyes close, you're beautiful.
See? It's good though.
That sounds really cutesy. I like that.
It's that it's song like very happy. Gets stuck in my head all the damn time.
Brianna, when in doubt, blame Brianna.
Always blame Brianna. It's good though. It's good. I just if like you have to hear the other one to know why I'm comparing them.
Okay.
But this one is good for a debut single. Sounds I think it's pretty me. Damn good. But it's funny because they put like they when they got announced as the final band, they performed it live, which was crazy because listen to this. They got announced like one by one and then it was a final eight, okay?
Okay.
So these eight guys are standing up on the stage and one by one they're getting announced as the final five.
Mm-hmm.
Each of the eight guys had already recorded certain parts of the song. Like they the eight guys recorded the song.
Wow.
So as each one was announced, they got like a number. And they would tell them, look, you know, at the end, you're going to sing this number. So they had to sing whatever part they... Do you know what I'm saying?
Like they, yeah, like they divided it up into sections.
Yeah, but each guy recorded the whole song. Like one of them is a rapper.
Oh, so okay. So they each sang the full song.
Yeah. Like okay. One of them is a rapper. Only one. But there's a rap in the song. And each of the other guys had to learn the rap. In case the guy that raps wasn't in the song. Like wasn't in the final band. So I'm like, to me, that was crazy. Because the final performance sounded like they had rehearsed it with just those five. But they didn't.
Right.
Huh. So I don't know. I give them credit. Because they're like Jesus was like, they talk over each other and like they don't really know how to do the interview thing as much as like, you know, the big boy bands. But I'm like,
right. And they will though.
Of course. That's what I told them. I'm like, you have to understand like on the show, they were in different bands every week. So it's not like these five guys were against another five guys. Right. And they were just together every week. They were in different bands every week with different people. So it's like, I give them credit for doing what they're doing. And I actually like the song, which is why I'm including it in Music Monday. I'm like, let me get that out of the way because, you know, they're coming up and doing like little shows here and there, even though they have the one song. And they just wrapped a music video for they did an original Christmas song.
Oh.
So that should be coming
out
soon.
They're moving on up real quick.
Right? And it's funny because on their Instagram story, one of them has a daughter, one of the 19-year-olds. He has a 2-year-old daughter, and she's the cutest thing I have ever seen next to my niece.
Of course.
But they posted a picture from, like, the wrap of the Christmas video, and his daughter's in, like, a red dress. So I'm like, oh, my God, if she comes out in this video, it's going to be the cutest thing in the world.
Oh, precious.
Yes. Okay, so I'm done. Now you can talk about who I know you want to talk about.
Oh, my God, Kristen, chill.
Do it. Oh, wait.
Well, what?
Wait, let me tell you. Today, okay. I was in the car because I had a doctor's appointment this morning. As I was going to my doctor's appointment, they were playing Panic at the Disco.
Really?
Yes. They were playing IRISINS.
Of course they were.
Yeah. They were playing IRISINS. So, of course, I was jamming in the car. Then when I left the doctor, they were playing Victorious.
They're trying to hype you up.
I was like, you know what?
But you mean like in the car, like on the radio?
Yeah, the radio loved me today. They wanted me to hear some Brendan Urie.
They were trying to send you vibes.
Right?
Back to the emo side.
Okay, now talk about what you want to talk about.
The way you say that is so awful. Y'all listening, just know how shitty she is.
But it's funny because I love Fall Out Boy. Not as much as you do.
Obviously.
But I am a fan of Fall Out Boy.
to be this level.
Well, I mean, I don't have like three concerts lined up.
Listen, I'm ready to get lit, okay? Have you heard the new single, Kristen?
Are you talking about The Last of the Real Ones?
Yes.
Okay. I saw that they had a new single out, and I haven't heard it because they haven't played it on the radio. So then when I get home, I just forget about it. So before I called you, I put it on because I added it to the playlist because I knew you were going to bring it up. So I'm gonna play it. But it does sound good, I will say.
Yes. I have all the tea on it.
Uh-oh, spill it.
Well, they released a Spotify exclusive about, like, the making of The Last of the Real Ones. Mm-hmm. So if you guys haven't seen that, it's out there. It's on Spotify, but I think somebody has put it on YouTube also, if you just don't want to watch it on Spotify. So you can do that. And they talk about, it's Pete and Patrick talking about how they wrote it. Now, the new song, or the new album, Mania, of course, was supposed to be released already. It was supposed to be out September 15th, but they pushed it back because they felt that the songs weren't coming together properly and the album wasn't going to be as cohesive as they wanted it to be. So they pushed it back until January 19th. And they wrote The Last of the Real Ones 2 weeks after pushing back the album.
That's awesome.
So, I mean, I think that just kind of says right there.
I think I saw something about that. Because somebody, it was probably you. Probably. I probably saw it from you. But yeah, I think I saw that. Because didn't Pete post something on Twitter? Like, yes. Yeah, we pushed the album back and you guys were mad, but this song came out of that. So.
Right. Yeah, I'm not sure, who said it first, but I know they mentioned it in the Spotify video about how, the album just wasn't coming together the way that as a band they wanted it to.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of collectively decided to push it back and make an album they were proud of rather than put out something that was rushed, which I think is a good idea. And people were bitching about it, of course. But
yeah, for sure. I would do the same thing. You know, Justin Timberlake did that too, because he went like a few years without putting out an album. And he's like, I'm not just going to put an album out just to put an album out. Like, right. I want it to be something that I'm proud of 10 years from now and whatever. So yeah, I mean, if they have to push it back, I mean, really, it's like, what, 4 months?
Right. It's really not even a big deal. And, you know, people, of course, were bitching. And Pete had to get on Twitter and be like, this is not going to impact the tour. Because that's what people were mostly concerned about, the tour. Like, is the tour going to get pushed back? And it was like, well, no. And then they were like, well, how can you have the Mania tour without Mania? And Pete was like, ha, you thought. But the set list is already picked. So,
oh my God.
According to him, the set list is still the same. So what we are going to assume is that we have those three singles. I don't know if they're going to try anything crazy and try and slip in a new one, but you never know.
Well, has the tour started?
Not yet. The first show is next Friday.
I mean, they have enough of a catalog.
I mean, yeah, we've got 7 other albums, so...
That's crazy. Yeah, but that...
this is the 7th album, so they have 6 other albums.
I think this song and Champions is my favorite. Those are my favorites so far. The first one, you know how I felt about that one.
Listen, Young and Menace is a bop, but it's not for everyone, and that's okay.
Well, I didn't not like it. It just wasn't my favorite.
Right, I get that. So I totally understand. But they also said that Young and Menace and Champion are the only two that they kept from the original, you know, discussions of Mania. Like, those everything are the only else. The only two. They scrapped everything else because they said it didn't feel right as a band. Oh my
God. That has to be like a really hard decision, because to scrap the whole album.
The entire thing. Well, according to, and I'm getting like, when I say this, it's this all didn't come from one source. It's because I'm trash and I just read things and I know things. But they said that the song didn't feel right, and they were kind of too focused on letting each other do their own thing rather than thinking about, okay, well, maybe this would sound better there, you know?
Yeah.
So they decided to scrap everything except for Young and Menace and Champion, and then they decided to rework it.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But that shows that they're talented, because if you scrap an entire album except for 2 songs and you only have to push it back 4 months,
right?
I mean, you gotta give them credit for that.
Listen, Patrick is amazing, okay? Like, I don't know if everybody knows this, because I didn't even know all of this until, you know, like, I didn't always know this, but, you know, Pete writes the lyrics for the most part. But Patrick, and we learned this from a Spotify video, I don't know if they've said it other like in other places, but I know they mentioned it in the Spotify video, is that Pete doesn't send him full songs, right? He just sends him scraps of lyrics, and Patrick is the one that stitches them all together.
Oh my God.
I didn't know that. So I was like, shit, Patrick. So you do everything. Because Patrick composes all the music.
Yeah.
Which I knew. And I mean, obviously, Joe and Andy and Pete contribute. But for the most part, Patrick composes the music. But I always just kind of assumed Pete sent him full lyrics. But that's apparently not the case.
Wow, that's crazy.
So I gotta give it to him. He is beyond talented to be able to stitch together what has to be hundreds and probably even thousands of lyrics that Pete sends him. Because if you know Pete Wentz, he writes a lot.
Well, plus, a lot. They've been together for so long that they probably know each other so well.
They have been a band for 16 years.
Yeah, so it's like they know how the other one works. And obviously, that works.
Obviously, the whole band does, but Pete and Patrick have this, like, special kind of weird, amazing, like, twin friendship vibe, and they've talked about it several times, because they always just kind of know what the other one is thinking, and they fight like hell, but you know what? Who doesn't fight like hell?
Yeah, exactly. Everybody does.
So, I mean, hey, obviously it's working if we're 16 years later and they're still able to put out music and have people follow them.
Exactly. And also, after scrapping an entire album and putting out this one that I'm about to play, like, you can only imagine what the rest of the album is going to be like. So, settle down, kids. Okay, here's the song. Were you jumping around, Brancy?
Yes, obviously. I'm completely lit. I'm going to have to go listen to it after we hang up.
Oh, my God. I was picturing you, like, jumping around with your hair flying around.
Not quite, like, that much movement, but yes, I was bopping. Absolutely.
His voice is incredible, though.
Yes. Absolutely.
I don't think he gets enough credit.
Kristen, are you reading my mind? Because I literally just tweeted that last night.
Francine, it was like late as hell. Sisters. We are sisters.
I was like, listen, because people, here's my thing. People always want us to talk about high notes. And high notes are definitely hard and they are absolutely impressive. But Patrick has a really great lower range that I think a lot of people don't necessarily get, that it's hard.
Yeah.
that's hard to go that low. And you're kind of just born with that. You can't really, you know, you can work on high notes, but low notes, those are hard.
Exactly. I agree. We need to get them more credit.
Absolutely. I just love my boy.
That's what you need next, because you've already been, like, Pete Wentz replied to you on Twitter. So now we need Patrick. Now we need Patrick.
Patrick needs to rejoin social media. It's been too long, my boy.
Yes.
Been too long.
Why doesn't he have it?
He used to do Q&As on Twitter, like, literally all the time. And he would answer, like, dozens, hundreds of people. But I don't know. For some reason, a couple years ago, he just kind of stopped using Twitter. He used Instagram for like a good 6 months and then just stopped.
So he's like Ed Sheeran.
I don't even know why he quit. I don't know if there was like, I don't even think there was like any kind of beef. I mean, like he still has an account, but I mean, he doesn't like.
Who, with Patrick?
I mean, Patrick has an account, so it's not like how Ed Sheeran deleted his account.
Yeah.
He still has it.
It's just not active.
I mean, it tweets every now and then because they actually, Patrick is the one that announced that they were pushing the album back. Probably because they were like, let's let Patrick do it because he can do no wrong.
Yeah.
Let's let him do it. But I mean, I almost feel like it's not even like his Twitter is just kind of professional use. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, whereas it used to be. Doing it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that and also just it's not really like his personal connection anymore because he used to like have like outright conversations with people on Twitter all the time. But I don't know what happened, but he just doesn't anymore.
I mean, I can see why they would stop. Like, I don't know. I've seen the trolls. Like,
oh, people are ridiculous.
They're absolutely ridiculous. Like, for me, I mean, I'm a nobody, so I don't really get negative shit sent to me. But
right,
I remember one day I was at a baseball game. Totally off topic. I was at a baseball game, and somebody was breastfeeding their baby in front of us, like in the stands. And I don't care about that at all. But my niece was there, and my niece was like, oh my God, what are they doing? Because my niece didn't breastfeed, so she doesn't know shit about that. So she was like, what are they doing? And I was like, oh my God. I posted something on Twitter, and it wasn't even anything bad, because I really don't care what people do.
Right.
But I posted something about it, and oh my God, I got like attacked by these activists for like breastfeeding in public. And I was like, I didn't say anything bad. What are you doing? Yeah. So I'm like,
people
can't imagine.
People are very crazy.
Yeah. I can't imagine having thousands and thousands of followers and having these people come at you like that. Like, and some of them are just doing it to get a response. It's not even like they really believe what they're saying. They're just trying to get you to respond to them.
Exactly. So I mean, I'm sure why they had to deal with it.
Yeah.
The only times I've been in Twitter fights have literally been related to that. I've had to defend people. That's
people that
the
are
only reason I've
trolling?
Ever been involved. Well, no, like defending the people who the trolls are after. And I'm like, look, why are we doing this? Those are the only times that I get involved in Twitter fights because they're just stupid. I mean, like, why are you sending hate towards someone that you don't know and allegedly don't care about? If you don't care, then why would you go out of your way to send hate to someone? I just don't get it.
Exactly.
Plus, I mean, he's got, I think, a million followers on Twitter.
Lord.
Patrick does. Pete just hit 6 million. So imagine how much he gets.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get to 400 people.
Big mood. So, I mean, I'm sure he dealt with a lot. And I mean, he's got a kid. So yeah. I get it. But I don't know how Pete does it, quite honestly, because he answers people.
Yeah.
Not nearly as often as Patrick used to, but I mean, who really is as special as Patrick? He's a special unicorn.
I guess we know who her favorite is, Papal.
Listen, don't even with me, because I love all four members of Fall Out Boy, and I love them all differently.
I was going to say, bitch, you better not say equally, because I know it's not equal. Differently is a
differently.
Good word. I know.
Definitely not equal, but definitely different.
I was waiting for you to finish it, and I was like, she better not say equal.
She's like, if this bitch says
equal. Because I will call you out.
No. It's definitely different. The way that I care about Pete is different than the way I care about Patrick, which is different than how I care about Joe or Andy.
Well, yeah,
because
you
different.
Also know their life stories, their histories, and so it's like, it's like a different, I don't know, it's different.
Listen, I think as much as I will stand here and praise Patrick, I think that people don't give Pete Wentz enough credit. Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying, people don't. I know that he's really popular. I mean, 6 million Twitter followers, obviously.
Yeah.
People know who he is, but I don't think people get who he is. You know what I mean? They know his name, but not his story.
Boom. Write that on the tombstone.
I'm just saying. If you look into people, maybe not call them sellouts. Maybe...
Agreed. 100%.
Just do all this stuff. And that doesn't just mean Fall Out Boy. It's literally anybody.
Exactly.
You know
their name, but you don't really know anything about them until you kind of investigate that. And when you look at stuff like that, you're going to find stuff that you might connect to that you thought you wouldn't.
Exactly.
Just saying, and guys.
And yeah, like, touching on that, like, the shit that Ed Sheeran got for being on that episode of Game of Thrones,
dude,
I was like, really?
What?
Like, and that? He didn't give a shit. He was like, look, I don't care. Game of Thrones is, like, my favorite show, and I was on it, so fuck you.
I don't know why everybody was losing their shit, because it was fine.
It was fine.
I understand.
I mean, it was weird seeing him, because I know who he is.
Right.
Like, I know,
but
he's
like
Ed Sheeran.
My dad, who has no idea who Ed Sheeran was, he had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, it was just like when it was just him. Another actor. Yeah.
Because I was like, is that Ed Sheeran? And he was like, who?
Yeah, because I heard heard somebody singing, and I was like, oh my God, that sounds like Ed Sheeran. And then they showed his little ginger self, and I'm like, oh my God.
Yep, pretty much. But I don't understand why people complained, because I don't even think that it was, like, even that noticeable. I mean, like, you could kind of tell that, the music was played up a little bit, but yeah. I mean, I don't really think it was bad or anything.
Yeah, because no one ever sings on Game of Thrones.
Right. Because there's too much sadness.
Yeah.
And death.
But yeah,
going
I thought he did really good, but people were like talking shit, and then he deleted something after that, and then he was like, I didn't delete it because of what people were saying. I don't give a shit. But
right.
Still, it's like you said, you don't know. You don't know what their story is. Like, this guy loves Game of Thrones, and he was on it. He does not care what you thought.
Right. He
got
I'm,
paid
seriously.
To do that shit.
Exactly. So he's laughing at home right
For
now.
Real.
He still was on Game of Thrones, and you still weren't. So
exactly.
I don't know what you're hoping to accomplish, guys.
Exactly. Well, did you want to talk about anything else?
I mean, I could sit and talk music for hours, but we have plenty more time in the future for that.
Yes, every Monday. And possibly on Fridays, because I'm doing hashtag Friday vibes. So if you want to talk about music, we could talk about music.
Always.
Yes. So we will be here, or at least I will be here for sure every Monday. I'm going to try to get Brancy on with me.
Smile.
She's my little music buddy that I can talk to all the time.
Yes.
You understand me. So let everyone know where they can find you, Brancy.
I am VRO Brancy on Twitter and Instagram.
And you can find me on accordingtokristen.com along with the post where I be writing about all this stuff we're talking shit about. And I'm on Twitter and Instagram at thisiskristen_. And shout out to our big brother, Mike, the movie guy, because I'm going to try to get his ass to join us sometimes, too. But you can find him at iwatchmike.com. And I think that's all his social media. Sorry, I wasn't planning on shouting him out, because I'm pretty sure he talks shit about us on the Fear the Walking Dead recap.
Probably.
And also shout out to Jesus at dysfunctional.com, and I know that's his social media is dysfunctional. So we will catch you next week. Bye
bye, guys.